There's more evidence of growth in the U.S. economy. The Labor Department reports today that employers added 128,000 jobs in October. Even so, the pace of hiring seems to be slowing from previous months. So with this phrase in mind, growing but slowing, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. It doesn't apply to you, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
I mean, it's a bit of a mixed bag, though. What do the numbers tell us about where the U.S. economy is headed now?
Well, one thing I would say about when you talk about jobs growth and the economy writ large is jobs can tend to keep growing. These numbers can continue to look pretty good right up to the brink of a recession. And then during the recession is when they really sort of fall off the cliff. So that's why they, you know, on Wall Street, they call them a lagging indicator rather than a leading indicator. They tell us, you know, where we've been, but not necessarily where we're going. You know, that said, this number was better than expected. The economists we surveyed only expected 85,000 jobs to be added last month. So that this is a very positive surprise above that. And the prior 2 months were revised quite a bit higher. So about 95,000 more jobs were added in those previous 2 months, August and September, than what we previously believed.
Which parts of the job sector gained the most?
One of the real standouts was actually, you know, basically bars and restaurants. They added about 48,000 jobs. But there were other sectors that showed pretty decent growth. The real broad professional and business services category added about 22,000 jobs. Financial activities actually rose by 16,000. A lot of real estate jobs and leasing and credit jobs added in that sector. One interesting one was social assistance actually increased by 20,000 jobs. A lot of that was individual and family services, what they called. So that was certainly an area of growth in October.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors lasted 40 days. It's over now. How did that strike depress the manufacturing center?
It certainly weighed on these numbers quite a bit. I think about 41,000 jobs were removed from the equation because of the GM strike. So that partly explains why the number looks like growth is slowing. But if you look at the growth over the past 6 months, if you average it out over that time period, it's clear that we are in a bit of a slowing growth trend. Over those 6 months, it's been about 150,000 jobs added per month on average. Over the 5 years since 2014, the average is closer to 200,000. So we're still adding jobs, but the pace is slowing a little bit. And there's a couple factors that could be behind that. For one thing, the unemployment rate is so low that some companies are struggling to find the right workers they want to add. But there are signs that some parts of the economy are slowing, and there may be reluctance on companies to add more jobs because of that.
And finally, the GDP grew at an annualized pace of 1.9% in the third quarter. President Trump had talked about 3%. How much is the trade war weighing down the economy?
It's hard to say exactly, but it certainly is weighing it down to some degree, especially that manufacturing sector of the economy. It's not a huge sector of the economy, but it really has been in a slump for 3 months now. The Institute for Supply Management just came out today with a report showing that for a third straight month, that sector has actually shrank rather than grew. So the concern is when and if that really starts to infect the broader services sector of the economy.
Mike Regan, thank you.